Dave Warrington, agricultural representative with Alliant Energy.
Tell me about the focus that Alliant Energy has for production agriculture and some of the programs that you have that will benefit farmers.
Our main focus is anything that will conserve energy on an ag-related businesses or production agriculture. Our big hitters are ventilation in the livestock industry, dairy equipment in the milking, lighting, of course, all across the board. We work with a lot of co-ops and grain handling with motors, variable frequency drives, grain dryers. Anything that in the agricultural sector that they can do more efficiently. We have a suite of prescriptive rebates that we offer, so much per widget or so much per unit. Anything that comes along, and we're seeing this in the last several years, a lot of new technologies, we will do a custom calculation. We have a custom rebate program for basically anything that saves energy.
What is the Alliant Energy footprint?
We are scattered across Iowa, currently southern Minnesota. That probably won't last much longer. There's a sale pending for that. It's really hard to say exactly where we're at because MidAmerican and Iowa and Alliant Energy are the two investor-owned utilities. Most of the urban areas, and then we catch a lot of the ag business along the way from town to town, and it's a spider web because all the rest of the rural is rural electric cooperatives.
All right, well, you talked about the lighting aspect of energy efficiency, and we've seen some new developments but then some pretty quick changes. What's going on with that?
Well, when we started the ag program, really put a focus on it 10 years ago. We spent a lot of time in talking to consumers and manufacturers and the lighting industry, and we got everybody to switch to compact fluorescent lights, or in the dairy we went with the fluorescent lighting rather than the old high pressure sodium or mercury vapor or metal halide. Lately, the last year and a half, we've seen a big rush on the new LED technology. And we're seeing a lot of that go into swine buildings, some of it in the dairy buildings. It's really taken off. LED is, compact fluorescents were good in their day. They did present some problems with some heat issues in the jelly jars, a little bit of disposal issues. The LED prices have come down, technology has improved. We've got a lot of customers interested in that concept now.
And it's a cooler lighting system?
Yeah, the LED runs a lot cooler. It lasts a lot longer. I always say, who wants to get in a pen of market hogs on a stepladder and change bulbs? It's nice to put an LED bulb up in there that's going to last a long time. A lot of labor issues that go with that. A lot of labor savings.
Well, you make a very good point. I mean, that's a practical side of what you have to do if you have to change light bulbs all the time.
Well, everybody's pretty much taxed out on their employees to take care of the animals and do the chores and watch for disease and do the vaccinations, and they don't really have time to be changing light bulbs, so that's where the LEDs are a big factor.
So how does a farmer get into these programs? Do they contact Alliant Energy through your website? Are there a list of products that are efficient that you guys recommend for them? How does it all work?
Yeah, we have a website where if you click on AlliantEnergy.com, go to rebates. You can do it for your home, for your business, for your farm, both in Iowa and Minnesota, and then it'll take you right to the rebate forms. You can print those off and fill them out, and it'll tell you just how to send in the invoice. If there's a question, there's an 866 Alliant number that they can call. It's our energy efficiency hotline, and they'll explain what is available, what qualifies. If it's an ag situation, they'll even refer them to one of the ag reps so we can make a personal call and deal with whatever questions they have.